lose a little, take a risk and make it back. Have you seen the way I train? Ain't no slipping off a track. Cause we only moving forward, ain't no way we going back. There's big money on the table, I'm not trying to break the rules. Cause my ego now I'm poor and I got bigger things to prove. I done stood it, signed a planet out of now it's going smooth.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Extreme Lifestyle Living Podcast. Now, today, what I wanted to talk to you guys about is don't make assumptions. Now, the last episode, I finished off on a little bit of my battery died, as I will say. And it's funny because I'm starting to record these episodes in batch. And before I get into the topic of the conversation, don't make assumptions. It's so crazy how the mental fog and all this stuff with prep is kind of getting up to me. And I don't really like talking about it because it's such a personal thing. And I don't like when other people just kind of in prep and bodybuilding prep or doing these things and they kind of inflict it onto the world around them, by carrying their Tupperware around and talking about it all the time and jamming it down everyone's throats, because it's a personal decision, And I, not that I don't want to talk about it from the standpoint of getting support and being proud of what I'm doing, but I just think, it's such an internal battle that I think if you got to be careful from getting caught up in the just bitching and moaning what's going on. But the reason I'm saying that is because, as I said last episode, was being impeccable with your word. And I lead by example is your boy is fucking tired. It is crazy how tired I am and how just exhausted I am. But it's just insane with how sometimes my mind just fucking slips. It's gone. It just goes. And all of a sudden I'm very present, just staring at whatever I'm staring at. I'm damn, I need some food. I need some sleep. I need some rest. Jamming caffeine in my system. It's crazy. But I just wanted to say all this because, I really appreciate all your guys' support around it all. And I really just want to bring a different light to bodybuilding. And I think that's why I haven't really even talked about it much, is because I really want to just have, I don't know, I just really want to present it in a way that is just way more healthier in how I feel is a holistic lifestyle thing. Because just because I'm stepping on stage and getting a spray tan and doing all that stuff doesn't mean jack shit, What's the thing that I like to talk about is the healthy lifestyle habits that I have, let alone I'm tired. I know besides that, is the step goals, nutrition goals, water goals, all these different things. And I just think, from a standpoint of everyone wanting to shred fats, gain muscle and look at themselves and be confident, I think that's what I want to share. But I don't know how to share that yet, so I'm kind of being quiet about it. But, just with my brain kind of leaving me in these episodes, and, the podcast is where I'm the most vulnerable, is to, just share it with you guys. I appreciate you guys' patience with me and things like that. And, because it's definitely not fucking easy, I'll tell you that much. And it was crazy because even recording these episodes today, I'm recording two episodes. I gymmed earlier, had to do my progress photos, had to do my check-in with my coach, even though that's a whole different story. But just busy ass day. But today's topic of the conversation is don't make assumptions. You know what I mean? And the reason why I want to talk about don't make assumptions is because, there's a saying that comes with it. And it's like, you don't make assumptions because it makes an ass out of you and it potentially makes an ass out of the other person. And I think, from the standpoint I want to take from don't make assumptions is from the standpoint of you protecting your boundaries, because you don't need to use your energy to worry about other people and making assumptions. And obviously there's a different story we could talk about or a different idea of this that we could talk about if it's something that's you have hard facts on, because that's different. You know what I mean? You don't want to make assumptions unless you do have hard facts or you have something that's blatantly confirming that it's obviously whatever you think it is, because the biggest thing about making assumptions is that you just create, and not only create, but use so much wasted energy. Just think about that whole analogy of when someone has a sweater and there's that one string that's attached to it and they just pull it. That's making an assumption. You start this whole unraveling of well, what about this? What about that? And if I assume that is this way, then I can assume this is this way. And it's you have this crazy ripple effect of just landsliding your mental health, your mindset, your mood, your energy, your vibe, your aura, whatever the fuck you're doing. You can just shift it so many playing fields left or right or up or down, or however you want to look at it or how it resonates. But the biggest thing about it is you think about steps. Let's break it down in terms of steps. We take one step, two step, three step, four. And when you think about that from the standpoint of making assumptions, if you think of you making one assumption that's wrong, and then that puts you in a state of thinking of that assumption from a standpoint of this negative standpoint, then that assumption brings on this assumption, step two, step three, step four. You have four assumptions of things going all of these different areas. And we're not going to talk about how fast the human brain is. And this is only one pathway we're talking about. What if you have 16 different assumptions with 16 different step 3, 4, 5. So you know what I'm saying? So then you can see how fast these numbers multiply and how you can get overwhelmed. And that's why it's so important to look at don't make assumptions from the protecting your boundary standpoint. Is because, you know, it's to protect your energy. It's to conserve your energy. And it's above all else, not making an asshole of yourself and potentially the other person. Because, you know, we've all been on the side of the table of like assuming the negative side of things, or especially in a relationship, assuming the, you know, insecurity standpoint of things, and, you know, making an ass out of ourselves and getting like, you know, mad. Like, let's say you're in a relationship and you're like, your last relationship you got cheated on or had like bad relationships with the people and all these different things. So, you know, you assume a lot of these same things are going to be happening in this relationship. So you make an ass out of yourself and I make an ass out of the person that you're with, because what if the person you're with is actually loving and enduring and nurturing and fucking full of love, you know? And you're just over there being like, you're fucking assholes, because you're making all these assumptions. So you're down 16 different pathways of step 1, 2, 3, 4s. You know, so from protecting your boundary standpoint, it's just to protect your energy. You don't deserve to put your mind through so much chaos all the time just because you just like have these different ideas of how things are by making these assumptions. So to wrap it up and just kind of really like hit it home in terms of how you can kind of find stability, gain control and momentum and not making assumptions, you know, as I said, unless it's hard facts or blatantly obvious, like, Don't let your body, your mind roam free and making assumptions. You know what I mean? Try to stick to the facts. And if you've been listening to my podcast episodes for a while, you know I always talk about anxiety and pairing that with realism. I used to be riddled with anxiety. Like, I'm talking about like to the point that like seriously, my social anxiety, I convinced people I didn't exist. Like in my head, I was like, Jesus, like it was crazy. My friends would be like, man, these people know you. I'm like, no, I swear to God, they don't. And that's honestly, I think, like, you know, sometimes I have like a little bit of an issue with that now. Even today when I'm in the gym and things, you know, some people try to talk to me and things. I'm like, you don't want to talk to me, dog. Like, you know, but it's just my own insecurity with my anxiety. But that led me to do a lot of assumptions and things like that, right? But when I paired that with realism, you know what I mean? Especially talking about hard facts and things that are blatantly obvious, it just made me make things a lot easier, especially when we're talking about being confident with making these assumptions. Because when you start building momentum of knowing which side of the fence to stand on with your boundaries and making assumptions, you can be like, no, this is prime example, the relationship one, right? If you've been cheated on before, you protected your boundaries around that and built them up, and now you're fucking feeling good about yourself. Then when someone starts to do things that are blatantly obvious cheating signs, or doing things that are kind of hard facts of cheating signs, you're going to stand tall and fucking do that. And then, because we've all, not all, but like, you know, we've all been part of those, like some of those shitty ass relationships where people try to convince you they're not being assholes. And you're like, well, are you? And it's like, no. So you don't make assumptions. And this is where I have my favorite quote that I think, I can't remember where I heard it from, but there's this quote that really, really resonated with me on top of like the hard facts and like looking at realism in terms of not making assumptions, is expect people to behave as they are. So expect people to behave as they are. I think that's so powerful because, you know, to make assumptions like with hard facts and blatantly obvious things, when you start picking up trends and you start gaining self-worth, I talked about being impeccable with your word. Imagine you're not making assumptions. You're impeccable with your word. You know, you're standing tall. You're building these boundaries. You're being proud of how you're feeling about your life. You know what I mean? So you're not making assumptions. You're just going based on hard facts, things that are blatantly obvious, you know, and you're just expecting people to behave as they are. You know, and I think that's the cool thing about it, because, you know, when it comes back to protecting your boundaries, this is how, and shout out my clients, we had these one-on-ones when I say this stuff is, you know, I want you to get arrogant with this, because you're not arrogant. You're insecure because you have low self-worth amongst the world. So you got to protect your boundaries so you feel confident within your life to have control. And if I tell you to go be arrogant, then you're just going to come off confidence to the rest of the world. You know, I feel like an arrogant prick sometimes, but really I'm just like radiating confidence because I'm just so pure to what I'm doing, you know, and just in terms of what I believe in and how I'm doing it, you know. But when you pair hard facts and things that are blatantly obvious with expecting people to behave as they are, and then you're building momentum and finding out trends and all these different things, you can maneuver around the world like crazy. Like, it's crazy. And like I said, I'm not talking about don't make assumptions about all these different things that's external. It's all for your internal. It's for your internal peace. You do not deserve to be ripping around with like so many different, like you say, you, however it resonates, algorithms in your head of conversations don't matter. One of my favorite ones is like, you don't need a bunch of tabs open in your brain for no reason, to have a bunch of shit that's just slowing your brain down for nothing, you know? So this is all to protect your boundaries, protect your energy, and find your peace amongst the chaos within your life. And, you know, so then you can just focus on the hard facts and making decisions based on what's blatantly obvious and then expecting people to behave as they are. Because some people are dicks, but some people are very good. And you can make an ass out of yourself on them as well. But, you know, to end off this rant, I just want to say I have a lot of love and appreciation for you guys. And I appreciate the rant at the beginning. You guys have to listen to it. So it's, you know, I can't appreciate you guys for sticking around for it. But let me let you guys cancel the stop listening episode. But anyways. Appreciate you guys all. When you guys are listening to this, I'll be 5 weeks out. And then, you know, the next maybe the next few episodes, we'll talk a little bit about the bodybuilding show and stuff. But, you know, I think to be fully transparent and end it off, the bodybuilding show is something very close to my heart. And I just think it's one of those things that dream come true to be where I'm at right now. And it's I have this mentality with a lot of the goals that I have, which is why I feel like I'm seeing the success that I feel like I deserve is, you know, I don't talk about things or act about things until they're done. You know, and like I said, actions speak louder than the words. And some of my actions I still got to do before these actions are louder than my words. You know what I mean? So I'd much rather just put in that work, show up day by day. And as I always say, brick by brick, you know. But I appreciate you guys all. Have a blessed motherfucking week. And we'll be talking. Let's eat it. We ain't scared to lose a little, take a risk and make it back. Have you seen the way I train? Ain't no slipping off a track. Cause we only moving forward, ain't no way we going back. There's big money on the table, I'm not trying to break the rules. Cause my ego now I'm pouring.